This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So the minimum wage, the House of Representatives just voted to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour on the federal level. Wow. Sounds so generous, does it not? Yay! More money for everybody. All right. Although the CBO, the Congressional Budgeting Office, projected now it would put 1.3 million Americans out of work. So there's that. There's that, too. So the way you can look at it is, yes, some people will make more money, and then 1.3 million people will lose their jobs. Also, I dispute the idea that more people will make more money because I think it's a short-term gain, because I think that 1.3 number is low. In other words, we haven't fully realized the ability to automate pretty much everything we want to automate these days. You know this. We see it. The drones now delivering packages. And obviously, we go to a lot of restaurants now. There's kiosks. You go to some places, they don't even have servers anymore. They just kind of have a thing, and then somebody brings the food over the table after you've ordered on an iPad or something like that. So this is coming. This is the future. We've got robots in Walmart cleaning up. We've got robotic umpires. We've got all this stuff happening now. And the idea that it's not going to continue is ludicrous unless they pass some law against it, which, you know, if the Democrats get in charge, it's certainly possible that they might. But the federal wage, of course, being $15 an hour, is what the left has been long saying. This is a cry for justice. This is wage justice. And they would raise it to $15 an hour by 2024. Now, there are a lot of small businesses that obviously can't absorb this. But even beyond small business, there's a lot of big businesses that can't absorb this. You know, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there are major chains, retail chains, that are closing their doors now because they have all the competition from Amazon. And that's fine. Competition's great. But a lot of what Amazon does is also automated. And Amazon's hiring more people and trying to pay them bigger wages. But it's not enough, obviously, for some people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is why she chased them out of New York. Even though Jeff Bezos came along and said, you don't know anything about business. I'm paying them a lot of money and giving them access to stocks and benefits and everything else. But there are people who say working in there is a sweatshop. It's a terrible experience. That means then probably Jeff Bezos is then going to start automating even more of those jobs. This is kind of how this works, you know. And I'm not saying I don't feel sorry for people. I'm just saying it's just economic reality. It's just reality. It's how it works. It's just jobs are not there for people's. I mean, people don't create jobs so that you have a way to make a living and pay your family. People create jobs to help their business and help their business make more money. That's why there are jobs. It's the fact of the matter is that, you know, jobs are not a societal. It's not a charity thing, unless people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt get their way. And a lot of the Democrats who are running now believe it is. And so they'll create public works programs, which would literally now give people jobs based on federal programs. You go hiking a lot. If you ever go hiking, you'll see those trails that were all made by the Civilian Conservation Corps. You see a lot of that stuff that was done during the Great Depression. And we're headed towards that as well. We're headed towards even bigger, massive, more government. I mean, it's insane right now. And the Republicans, this very often happens when they get in power. They suddenly forget about the deficit. They suddenly forget about the national debt. They forget about spending. These things that they were all going against for years now, suddenly there's crickets, except for a handful of them. But we're headed down a road where if Democrats get in charge, it will be a $15 minimum wage. And there'll be a program to offset people who lose their jobs by moving into some sort of a government job program or something like that. You'll see. I mark my words on this. This what's going to happen. The Congressional Budget Office is a nonpartisan office, and they said there'll be much bigger job losses than anybody even expected. The study cited considerable uncertainty about the impact because it's hard to know exactly how employers would react and predict future wage growth. The CBO wrote that in an average week in 2025, 1.3 million otherwise employed workers would be jobless if the federal minimum wage went up to $15. That's a median estimate overall. CBS economists think that the resulting job losses would likely range between 0 and 3.7 million. Now, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be closer to zero. It's going to be closer to 3.7 million. The 1.3 is the median, but I'm no math guy, and thank God I don't have to do spreadsheets and conversions all day, thank God, but I know this. I know that when you're given estimates like that, they always go on the high side. Little pro tip for you. They always go on the high side. So it'll be closer to the 3.7 million. And the only conversion you have to do there is to understand that the CBO, because it's nonpartisan, has to straddle a fence here, the fact that the Speaker of the House is a Democrat who's solidly behind this. At the same time, the study says the $15 minimum wage would boost pay for 17 million people who would otherwise be earning less than $15 an hour, and possibly for another 10 million Americans who would otherwise be earning slightly more than $15 an hour. Considering a smaller increase to $12 by 2025, the CBO estimated a boost for 5 million workers and a loss of 300,000 jobs. Now, this is the problem here, and this is the danger, is that the other day I was at a place, like a warehouse-type place. I don't want to say where. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I overheard a couple of the guys who were on the forklifts, you know, and they were working the forklifts, and these are hardworking guys, man, you know, especially when they got to deal in this heat and stuff. And these guys are working the forklifts, and these are blue-collar guys through and through, and they're working hard. And the one guy was talking about how frustrated he was that he couldn't get his hourly wage up to $14.50 an hour, and he was saying that within 5 years, it's going to be $15 an hour. And what I worry about from a political perspective is that this $15 minimum wage issue, which makes no economic sense, could appeal to workers who are on the blue-collar lower end of the wage spectrum. And then, yeah, they'll vote Democrat. But then, unfortunately, then what happens down the road is that that forklift is now operated by a machine, a drone. You know, somebody who's operating. I mean, we kill people with drones. We can certainly stock shelves with drones. You know what I mean? We do. A lot of our military is automated, which is not a bad thing, because then that means the lower loss of life. Not that I'm endorsing drone strikes. It's a separate segment. I'm just saying that if we can kill people with drones, we can certainly stock pickles with drones. We can figure out the technology to do that. And that's the problem there. But from a political issue, if I'm a guy working in a warehouse and I'm sweating my ass off every day and I'm working hard and I'm breaking my back and I'm making $14 an hour or $12 an hour, and it's tough to get by because I'm living in the Northeast and it's not easy, and my wife's working too, and we're bringing home, you know, maybe $60,000 a year, and we got kids, and I hear people talk about $15 an hour minimum wage and free this and free that and free this and that and the other thing, suddenly that becomes very appealing to me. That's the danger right there. That's where you got to worry about. Or you worry about this. You worry about guys like that who haven't seen, they've seen their wages go up a dollar or two here or there, but they certainly haven't seen maybe necessarily the wage increases that a lot of other Americans have felt just by proportionality. You know, a 10% increase to somebody making $100,000 a year is a lot more than somebody making, obviously, $14 an hour, right? And if the Democrats stop with this rabid lefty woke nonsense and they actually were to nominate a moderate who can appeal to more workers like that, that's a danger point for 2020. Again, it's a danger point. I'm not suggesting they're going to win. I'm not suggesting that means Trump's going to lose. I'm saying it's a danger point you got to watch. But the truth is that when Republicans say they're against $15 minimum wage, it's not because they're cruel and want people to make less money. It's because where this has been tried, it's resulted in job losses, like Seattle, for example. And even when you look at a smaller increase, you're looking at now a loss of more jobs. That's just there's a correlation here. There's a correlation. But if you talk about this stuff, you sound mean. You sound like you don't care. You sound like you don't care about workers. I'll tell you right now, this matters a whole lot more than tweets and chants at rallies, a whole lot more. If the Democrats were smart, they would only be talking about this issue for the rest of the campaign. I don't want to give them any ideas because my ideas are always outstanding ideas, and I don't obviously want them to win. But they're so stupid that they won't. They'll spend time on all the other nonsense. The truth is that the $15 minimum wage is going to probably be, hopefully, shot down in the Senate. It should. It's terrible for the economy. It's bad for workers in the long run. But don't tell that to the guy who's stocking shelves making $12 an hour in this heat. He doesn't want to hear that. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. Right there. That's the problem. That's the political problem of this issue. Most economists agree that modest increases to wage minimums don't cause huge job losses. But right now, to do such a drastic increase to $15 an hour, you're just asking for a robot. You're just asking for a robot to come along. I mean, I even worry, too. There are a lot of jobs that are threatened, a lot of industries that are threatened, including sex workers, because sex robots are on. They're coming, too. You know, they're coming, too. So what? Oh, sorry. I was back to my dream. You know what it is? It's that it's the dream that I was, and then the air raid siren was actually, I believe, the police raiding my my robot prostitution house in my my house of ill repute, staffed by robots.
Just watch that.
Well, there's no human trafficking issues with that, Dawn. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You have to worry about that. You don't have to traffic in robots. You just, you know. Although, I guess you could traffic in Chinese robots.
That's true.
You know? Come on. Are these low-energy Chinese-made sex robots? Please. Can we get some good American sex robots?
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.